So Hare Krishna, please just remain seated for only one more minute. I want to tell you. Oops, it's so difficult after such a nice kirtan and evening to make just technical announcements. I wanted to make a brief announcement which is important for your day tomorrow. Tomorrow we will change a little bit of the schedule. We will have the morning program as usual after breakfast. And I request you all to be there latest for the morning class at 7:45. It's good if you can come around 6 o'clock or earlier to do japa on the even from under the Arctic and so on. One thing I wanted to say is after breakfast there will be a 2-hour, or let me say after the lecture from 9 o'clock to 11:30. So at 9 o'clock you will eat prasadam, 9:30 you are finished. So then there is 2 hours for you to get together in pairs and discuss your reading assignment. That is one of the 9, there are 10 offenses, but one we already covered. So one of the remaining 9 offenses. And your task will be to tell us what it is, what is the remedy for that apparat, and finally, how you can apply some practical application in your life. So I'm mentioning this already now because maybe you would like to make yourself familiar with your reading assignment even before you go to bed. If not, if you there is enough time for you to get together with your partner, or this we can say like this, and the 2 hours are really good. And then we will call upon you and you will give a presentation of this apparat and how to avoid it before everyone in the classroom at 11:30. Yes. Another good news for you is tomorrow we will drive everything a little bit slower. There will be Gaura Hari's bhajan japa session in the afternoon, but afterwards is free time for you to eat some ice or to just relax and walk a little. There will, of course, be the evening katha as usual. Good. So I wish you a wonderful, restful night. Sleep well in Radhadesh, and I see you all tomorrow morning. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.